This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
As we said in the past so many times, those who are consumed by pornography are often withdrawn from social gatherings and activities and are always led to unresourceful isolation, seclusion, and loneliness. Now, how can a person train his brain to produce certain hormones to provide him with the necessary energy to find connection and bonding with his loved ones? Welcome back, everyone, to Pandemic with the Solution in Mind. If you didn't subscribe to our channel, please, this is your time to do so. We will continue today discussing that stage of fuel, providing our lives with focus, clarity, energy, and purpose. And that can happen when we trigger certain neurotransmitters in our brain that will provide us with a set of activities that will counter or tackle the addictive cycle in our brain. And the hormone that we wanted to discuss today is called oxytocin. Oxytocin is known as the love hormone, which provides us with attachment, bonding, connection. It affects us physically as well as psychologically. It also provides calmness to the individuals and helps us form our relationship with others. And since we are known as bonding mammals, we need connections, we need each other. And as we mentioned many, many times, pornography loves isolation and seclusion because these are the moments where you find yourself most vulnerable without being watched or judged by others. Then you relapse when you are alone. Now, when you trigger oxytocin in your brain and when it is produced in its normal level, then you start yearning connections and bonding with real-life partners instead of pixels and images on porn sites. And when that happens, and with the right production of oxytocin in your brain, you start relieving your stress and tension, and you start getting good quality sleep. And this is the exact opposite of what pornography promises you. Lack of sleep, staying up all night, browsing from one page to another, resulting in not being able to study or work well or focusing on your relationships and so on. And best of all, oxytocin also can provide you with high level of energy and sexual arousal to real life partner and reduce addictive craving. Now the question is, how can we release oxytocin in our brain so that we may never fall back into our bad habits and relapse again and again? Number one, cuddling during intimacy. The love hormone requires some cuddling and true affection to be released. Don't ever be selfish during this beautiful moment with your spouse. As you seek to please your partner during sexual intimacy, you too will experience this pleasure. And if you are not married or not yet in a relationship, don't ever be grieved because intimacy doesn't have to be physical. You can still trigger the release of oxytocin by simply getting in touch with those people that you admire the most in life, or even by opening up to a true and sincere friend about what you are experiencing in this world. Number two, the act of giving. Learn to be a charitable person, not just occasionally or one-off thing here and there, but be a charitable person regularly. Research has shown that oxytocin is produced and boosted when an individual gives in charity. Just by seeing someone else is happy or someone's problem being solved as a result of your support, oxytocin is produced and boosted in your brain. Number three, expressing your love. Don't ever be ashamed of saying I love you to people that matter the most in your life, your parents, your siblings, your best friends, your children, your neighbors, your brothers and sisters in faith. Little wonder why when the man came to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, telling him that I love this man who's standing right there, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, told him, go and tell him that. Little wonder why in Islam we have this supplication when we hear someone expressing his love to us. I love you for the sake of Allah. I love you for the sake of God. The response should be, may the one whom you loved me for his sake love you also. So expressing and exchanging these words of love and compassion and care boost these hormones in our brain, and they work in our favor when this practice becomes normal in our life. Number four, laugh a bit. Don't be scared to laugh every now and then. Don't be scared to crack a joke here and there and make others laugh as well. In some culture, laughing is considered to be a taboo, or it's considered to be shameful, or when you laugh here and there, people would look at you and say, why are you not serious? Laughing boosts oxytocin level in our brain. And why is that important? Because the absence of porn once you quit creates that level of depression, sadness, anxiety, and worry. And laughter would help you every now and then to cope with this dark stage along the journey of your recovery. Try to create these moments of laughter every now and then to boost the oxytocin level in your brain to cope with sadness, depression that pornography usually provides. But also, please remember one thing very important, and that is we should have balance in everything in our life. Advising you to laugh a bit every now and then doesn't mean that we should turn our life into a stand-up comedy show. Rather, do your best to create these laughter moments in your life so that the oxytocin level helps you whenever you feel depressed, sad, or angry. And finally, number five, go for a walk. Walking is an indirect form of exercise for those who hate it. But do your best to walk with someone else, because again, once you establish a bond with someone that you really admire, the oxytocin level is produced and boosted in your brain, and as a result, you start getting in control of your life. That's about it for today's episode. If you have enjoyed the content, which I'm sure you did, please share it with everyone and subscribe to our channel, and we'll see you next week, Thursday, 8 p.m. Perth time. Stay strong and stay aware.